This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Monday, June 16th. Brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. CAFB responds to raids. Legislature passes budget and farms get relief on deportations. California Farm Bureau underscores the need for stable ag workforce. In response to immigration raids last week, the California Farm Bureau reaffirmed its support for farm workers in a statement over the weekend. Brian Little, Senior Director of Policy Advocacy, stressing that farm employees are not just workers, they're partners in this industry. He said immigration enforcement is disrupting rural communities and the farmers, ranchers, workers, and their families who live and work there. He worried crops would go unharvested, rural businesses may suffer, and food prices could rise nationwide. If the enforcement activity continues at the current level, quote, it will become increasingly difficult to produce food, process it, and get it onto grocery shelves, he added. Little called for a stable and reliable workforce to maintain food security. He was encouraged that President Donald Trump said farm workers who are in the country illegally should not be deported and that the administration would be taking action on the issue. Legislature passes $325 billion budget. The legislature on Friday passed a state budget framework with $231.9 billion in general fund spending and $13.2 billion in combined reserves. The budget addresses a $12 billion deficit while preparing for potential federal funding cuts under the Trump administration. Lawmakers rejected proposed cuts to the UC and CSU systems, maintained funding for affordable housing programs, and provided emergency loans of $1 billion to Los Angeles County for wildfire recovery, $750 million to Bay Area transit systems. The legislature also allocated $110 million for Proposition 36 implementation, which increases penalties for certain drug and theft crimes. The budget includes controversial Medi-Cal changes affecting undocumented immigrants, including an enrollment freeze for new applicants over 19 and monthly premiums of $30 for those aged 19 to 59. Though these were scaled back from Governor Gavin Newsom's original proposals. Budget Chair Jesse Gabriel emphasized the plan represents, quote, tough choices while protecting vulnerable communities during unprecedented threats and challenges from federal policies. The budget now heads to the governor for final negotiations before the June 30 deadline. But Republicans criticize their colleagues for fiscal irresponsibility and misplaced priorities. They called it poor budgeting to borrow from the rainy day fund and oppose the $1 billion application for high-speed rail. They argued that money could better address critical needs like wildfire management, public safety, and Proposition 36, which they claim needs $400 million. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Rollins says she's in line with Trump on deportations as ag gets a break. Farms appear to be protected from worker deportations, at least for now. But Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins is making it clear she's still on board with President Donald Trump's agenda of deporting illegal aliens from the U.S. That policy was softened late last week. However, to soften the blow for the agricultural and hospitality sectors, that according to the Department of Homeland Security guidance reported by the New York Times on Saturday, On Sunday, Rollins said on X that, quote, severe disruptions to our food supply would harm Americans. It took us decades to get into this mess. We are prioritizing deportations in a way that will get us out. The mess, she's referring to, the broken farm labor economy. Rollins also said she fully supports Trump's immigration agenda, starting with stronger border security and deportations of every illegal alien. Keep in mind, recent detentions and unannounced visits by immigration and customs enforcement agents to farms and other facilities had heightened criticism from the ag sector and politicians, including House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson. Thompson told reporters that, quote, to come in here with guns blazing and what you're looking to take out are the hardworking dairymen, it's just wrong. They need to knock it off. Let's go after the criminals. I think the president agrees. I don't know where the disconnect is. It must be somebody a little lower in the food chain that's making those mistakes. Trade discussions expected at G7. Trump and Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent are in the Canadian Rockies this week for a G7 meeting, and there's expected to be discussion about the president's tariffs. Bessent told the House Ways and Means Committee last week he would accompany Trump to the three-day summit and expected both will meet with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. Leaders from the G7 countries, Canada, the U.S., France, Italy, Japan, Germany, and Britain, will be at the meeting, as well as leaders of India, Australia, and other countries. For more on this week's D.C. policy agenda, you can read our Washington Week Ahead. RVOs mostly welcomed by biofuel, other industry groups. Biofuel and farm groups are largely responding positively to the Trump administration's proposed renewable volume obligations. The proposed set of RVOs for 26 and 27 still have a long way to go before getting finalized, but so far, groups have lobbied for stronger volumes, appear pleased. The proposal set volumes for biomass-based diesel higher than the coalition of oil, biofuel, and farm groups had suggested. It also includes 15 billion gallons for ethanol, which groups like the National Corn Growers celebrated. This action provides a significant certainty to corn farmers across the country who rely on a stable biofuels industry, NCGA wrote in a statement. Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska also hailed the proposal as a win for farmers in her state and said she looked forward to working with the administration to ensure these are finalized. But biogas advocates were disappointed by the RVOs for cellulosic biofuels. The American Biogas Council says the levels would cut growth in half. In a statement, ABC said this proposal is not a win for all farmers. In particular, dairy and other livestock farmers are the most harmed. Here's today's final word. The governor's proposal is very much alive and supported by a growing, broad, and bipartisan group from across the state and legislature. That Jennifer Pierre, general manager for State Water Contractors, responding to the legislature shelving Governor Gavin Newsom's proposal to fast-track the Delta Tunnel project. Pierre stressed that, quote, this is just the first step in the budget process. Debates over the budget trailer bill will continue to play out over the summer. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Monday, June 16th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Alley.